This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley is on the Phil Hendry Show from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I know that the Summertacular will be this weekend. It's their big summer event. Now, the Stinsmulins are a family that live in Western Estates. Are they on probation?
Yes, Phil. We had to put the Stinsmulins on probation, but this only means that at the Summertacular, they're not going to be allowed to
go near the barbecue area?
They will not be allowed near the barbecue area, no.
What happened? I know that you were out in front of your house watering your plants, right?
Well,
out in front watering.
Yeah, my husband Steve's here, too.
Okay, if I could just have one of you guys talking.
All right, I was out front, Phil, and I was watering some of the plants. We live in the magnolia phase, and the magnolia phase is 35 homes. They're 6,000 square feet. We have all new appliances. We have a billiard room, and we have a office over the garage.
Okay, but so you're there in the magnolia phase.
Well, the reason why I say that is we generally have really good kids in our neighborhood. We try to keep families that might have troublesome children over in the bougainvillea or the gardenia phase. But I was out front watering some potted plants. And I was wearing some shorts and some heels. I had a little top on that I tied in front. And I felt good, and I think I looked good. And when Jason walked by, I greeted him as we do. Now, the phrase is...
Tell the phrase.
I'm going to tell him, Steve. The phrase is, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates. How are you today? And the proper response, Phil, is, it is a beautiful day in Western Estates. I'm fine. Now, I know that sounds...
All of you guys?
I know it sounds unusual. But that's how we like to greet each other.
Is he forced to say this? Are people forced to say this?
It's not completely mandatory, no. But we do get concerned when we don't hear the greeting or the response. Now, you have to understand, here's a teenage boy. I was dressed in a very attractive way. In a way one would think would interest a teenager to the point where he'd at least give the standard Western Estates greeting response.
Well, I don't get what that has to do with anything.
I'm not talking about sex, Phil.
Well, what are you talking about? You're talking you were dressed...
She looked really hot.
Well, he's a teenager. His hormones are going. And an attractive woman would at least elicit a respectful response. And it doesn't have anything to do with anything, but if you are interested in the way someone is dressed, you'll give them a polite response. And the response, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates. You look lovely, Mrs. Dooley.
So the kid didn't say what he was supposed to say. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, get you. So you're impatient.
You don't understand the way how we do things.
Phil, it's not normal for a teenager.
Well, what you're saying is the kid didn't give the accepted... Now, how do you do this? You say...
It's a lovely day in Western Estates.
It's a lovely day in Western Estates. How are you? To which one responds...
It is a lovely day in Western Estates. I'm fine.
Craig. I'm going to say it to Craig.
All right, Phil, if you want to make a joke out of it...
No, hold on. Craig, it's a lovely day in Western Estates. How are you? Day in Western Estates. You're fine?
You want to make fun?
Phil, if you want to make fun of this...
Well, what is the overriding serious concern that you have?
It is not normal for a teenager with normal hormones not to comment on how good a woman looks, especially if she has a body like mine.
Well, what, do you think there's something wrong with him?
I do, Phil.
What?
I think the boy is depressed. I think he has endogenous depression. I think there may be some mega vitamin therapy indicated.
If he's depressed, he could be a negative influence on the kids here. A month ago, the Neelan's cat went missing. Got hit by a tractor trailer out of Valley Circle.
What? Okay, I can't hear you. Did you say the Neelan's cat?
Yes, the Neelan's cat went missing. And they found it. It was spread up and down Valley Circle.
Well, what, did the kid do that?
Well, I'll tell you this. The Neelan's cat has never gone missing. It had never left the yard before, and now it has.
Flat as a pancake out of Valley Circle.
So what are you talking about? The kid did it?
I'm saying it was unusual. He was seen around the Neelan's house. I'm saying the boy is depressed. If he is taking someone's pet and throwing it under the wheels of a passing truck...
Oh, my God. I mean, why would you draw that conclusion?
Phil, the boy is depressed. And
you can't make a clinical diagnosis of a boy's depression because he didn't say, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates, you look lovely, Mrs. Dooley.
My wife looks hot in the shorts.
So when I wear my shorts and I tie my blouse together in front and I have heels, I do look pretty hot.
Well, I find it wrong. Are you trying to titillate the kid?
No, I am not. That's how I'm comfortable. But I'm saying I look good enough for the boy to at least have said, you look lovely.
And he didn't say anything.
No, he didn't. It all means, Phil, the family right now was on probation because they had this very moody teenager. He already wears the ski caps. He wears the big baggy jeans. He listens to the, what is it, the hop hip. And
listen to hop hip.
He listens to Eminem.
It's called hip-hop.
The hip-hop, I'm sorry. He listens to Eminem's.
And it's not Eminem's, it's Eminem.
He listens to
Eminem's.
Eminem, yeah. Look, Bobby, this is getting into another area, another parent's area of influence. I mean, this is not your job.
Still, it takes a village.
I know it takes a village, but because a teenage boy doesn't give you the standard Western Estates greeting and doesn't say you look hot, I don't know that it means he's depressed.
What about dead cat? The dead cat?
What about a dead cat? A murdered a family pet? We have the family on probation right now. And unless there is some sort of recompense...
All right, well, I'm going to give out our phone number here, and we're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley. The number is 1-800-449-8686. At Western Estates Homeowners Association, you guys have a standard greeting. It's a beautiful day in Western Estates. How are you? And the response is, it is a beautiful day in Western Estates. I'm fine. You were expecting that greeting from this boy.
At least that, yeah.
At least that about my wife, hot.
Well, would it have been okay if he hadn't commented on how attractive you were?
I think it would, of course it would have been, Phil. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, you're making it sound like the boy not only should have said, it is a beautiful day in Western Estates, and how I'm fine, Mrs. Dooley, you wanted him to say you look hot.
No, I did not.
I just said hot.
But you wanted him to say you look lovely.
I thought I had on a very cute little white ruffled socks. I was wearing my heels. Yes, I was cute.
I was going to say you look lovely.
Did he have to say you look lovely?
No, he didn't, Phil. He could have said, I'm fine. I'm just saying he didn't even say that.
They're on probation.
Right now, Phil, they're on probation. If the boy is depressed, then we will probably ask the family to stay in the community center during the summer-tacular and not go to the barbecue area.
Like quarantine. They can still come to summer-tacular.
So you're not going to allow this family to go out near the barbecue area. They have to stay in the community center?
That is correct. That is what... It's probation, that's all. And but they have to keep Jason near the community center doors.
All because a kid didn't give the greeting.
No, it's got the dead cat, kid's depressed, my wife.
Phil, we think it's more than that. I looked really hot, and he didn't say a thing.
Well, if a boy is can I make a point here?
Yeah.
If a boy is endogenously depressed, that means he's got biochemical depression. That means he needs pills.
Antidepressants.
Yes, he needs antidepressants. You don't punish somebody for that. You don't put them in a quarantine. You pity, you don't pity, but you feel sorry for the people and you try to help them as best you can.
Well, that's just it. I don't think they have the boy on anything.
They're not treating him for depression.
Well, but then who are you guys to make the diagnosis?
Phil, I was standing there with very cute ruffled socks. I had a tight, tight top on.
And he didn't say you look lovely, so therefore he's depressed?
Gotta be.
He'd have to be depressed, not to notice.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's a little dangerous not being doctors making some kind of a... But anyway, Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association, one of the neighborhood kids, Jason Stinsmulen, walked by. Apparently, Western Estates, their CC&Rs say, you have to say, it's a beautiful day at Western Estates. How are you? And people respond by saying, it is a beautiful day. I'm fine. This kid didn't respond with that greeting. In fact, let me just ask Bobby. Did he respond with any greeting at all, Bobby? Did he say anything?
He said, I'm fine.
But he didn't say, it is a beautiful day.
No, he did not. And that, to me, plus, he didn't notice how hot I looked.
How old is this kid?
16.
16 years old. How old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I'm 35.
35 years old, 16-year-old guy should say, you look hot, otherwise he's depressed. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. There's no indication the kid's depressed at all. They haven't taken him to a doctor. It's the Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. You guys have this greeting, I guess it's in the CC&Rs or something. Bobby and Steve, you there?
Yes, Phil. The greeting that we have is, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates. How are you? I'm fine. It is a beautiful day. You can't get anybody's home lien, can you?
No, we can't get anyone's home lien, but we can subject them
to the discipline.
To the disciplinary action of the board. And sometimes that just means quarantining them out of the Summertacular. Sometimes they can't serve in our fashion show.
So social events.
Well, yes, social events, but they are really one of the most important aspects. And I look very hot.
All right, and the kid didn't say anything to you. I'm going to go to some phone calls here. Betty in Beaumont, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, you know, I saw him coming. He reached down.
Foolish.
What's that?
They sound like snobs who haven't got anything going in their own lives but how hot they look. And I have five boys. A 16-year-old boy is one of them. And I would not want him to walk by a woman of 35-year-old in ruffled socks, high heels, and tight clothes and tell her she looked hot.
What's wrong with a boy? What's wrong with a boy acknowledging the beauty of a woman?
That would be disrespectful for my son to walk by.
I didn't want him to say you're hot. I just wanted him to say
say anything. He does not have to say that. And if you are
hung
up on yourself.
What if he said,
no,
I look lovely?
No,
I look
that's
lovely.
Phony. A 16-year-old boy doesn't talk like that. He might say, hi, babe. And if he did, you'd probably throw him in jail then for sexual harassment.
Hi, babe. No, what we wanted was, it's a beautiful day in Western Australia.
No, what you want
you
is
lovely.
To be acknowledged. That's all
no,
you want.
That is part
the fact
of
that
how
he didn't tell you how
look.
Hot you look has nothing to do with it was whether he said it's a lovely day. You sound like a bunch of snobs.
No.
I hope you get
mm-mm,
what you have.
Mm-mm,
you have no life of your own.
No,
and I am
you're
on
wrong.
The boy's side.
You're very wrong.
He's an individual. He's
yeah.
not some robot
really
that you're trying them all to be.
You look hot.
And I don't think you look so hot. I think you probably look like tramp and foolish.
You know, that's, really unfair.
It's
really unfair.
No, it's not.
Because
it's a half of
I was watering.
As you condemning this boy and saying he's
and
depressed.
I gave
you
a little wiggle of my
no
ass.
You are in no state of mind.
Wait a minute.
Say someone
you
else
said
is
that
depressed
you,
whatsoever.
Bobby, you said that you bent down to pick up the hose and what?
I bent down to pick up the hose, and I shook my rear end a little bit.
Because you know what? You're a whore.
I beg
you
your pardon.
You are a whore.
That's my wife
you are enticing
about.
A 16-year-old boy.
Yes, that's
and
exactly
then
right.
No, I was not.
Him.
No, I was simply
yeah, you
saying
be.
It's a beautiful
yeah, you
day
are.
In Western Estates.
Yeah, you are.
You know, you
I'll
talk
tell you
like
what,
a woman
I don't
who,
think anybody in their right mind would want to live where
you
are.
You talk like a woman who's not that good looking.
Oh, yeah?
You talk like a woman who doesn't have
no.
what I got.
I don't have to flaunt what I've got, though, to get attention.
You know, you don't got what I got.
I would not want my
You got what my wife got?
What do you mean you got what my wife got?
Well, I'm just saying.
I well, say I've got what your wife's got.
Yeah, what do you
that
got?
That's out of my mouth. I have decency, self-respect, modesty,
what's
integrity,
wrong with a boy saying?
And compassion
all right.
for my fellow man. And
it's
I love
obvious that it's a couple of things going on here. First of all, you didn't want necessarily for him to say you look lovely. You wanted him to say it's a nice day today. I'm fine.
That's exactly correct.
But you're saying, but you're also saying that you looked really hot, and it would be normal for a 16-year-old. To notice that.
Well, why didn't he say something?
Well, you did say, it's a beautiful day in Western Estates. How are you? And he said what?
He said he was fine. But he didn't say...
That's all you expect from a 16-year-old
boy. No, he didn't say, it is a beautiful day in Western Estates.
Oh, pardon
me.
See?
So
he's depressed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He needs to be on drugs?
I think it's indicated.
Lady, let me tell you
something.
I think
megavitamin
therapy
is indicated.
You need to be on penicillin, probably, and in a padded room.
Penicillin? How do you... You know, you disgust me.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Go to John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that woman should get her husband to tell her she looks hot, not some 16-year-old kid.
Well,
I mean,
the kid
come on.
Notice.
I mean, grow up, lady.
The
I
kid
mean,
didn't notice.
You sound like a slut on the radio because
well,
you're
wait a
shaking
second.
Your ass.
I beg your pardon.
And you want him to look at you and everything? I mean, come on,
I'm
lady.
I'm simply asking
you. You watch your language.
You that.
Sir,
not,
watch your
not
language,
some
please.
16-year-old kid.
Well, obviously, but
you
I
need to grow up and get a life.
Well, wait a second.
That's
well, wait.
What you need to
Let
do.
Let me jump in here because you need to.
There,
well, never mind. Don't watch your language.
Say
all the curse words you want. It's fine.
Or in fear of sexual harassment or something like that.
That's a really. Now, there's a good point.
You really need to.
No,
grow up and get a life and stop acting like
John, you're wrong, because I wasn't asking him to say anything. I wasn't asking him to say that I looked lovely. I was asking him to simply say...
No, you were asking him because you said you bent down and took up a garden hose and shook your ass at him.
What's wrong?
So the kid should stand there and go, oh, baby, you look fine. I mean, come on, grow up, lady.
My wife's got a very good looking ass.
Stop trying to act like a...
All right, hold on, John. John, hold on. What are you going to say, Steve?
Look, what's wrong with somebody noticing my wife's got a nice looking butt?
So what are you saying? That you guys like, what do you say, a threesome? You want to watch and stuff like that? Grow up, dude.
No, I don't do anything like that. I watch a lot of adult videos.
Yeah, come on.
John, I'm not asking a 16-year-old kid
to look at your wife?
No, I'm just saying, come on, you friggin' perverted bastard, you. Hey, let me tell you something. I'll come out to Kingman and kick some ass.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Come on, buddy. I'm waiting for you.
Come on,
bring your slutty wife and we'll have a gangbang.
Where are you? What address?
All right, I look at you guys.
No, he's chicken. I can tell he's chicken. He sounds like an Easterner living in Arizona. That means only one thing. Lost his job, witness protection.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Look, as rude as he might have been, I think you're not articulating yourselves very well. You're not saying you want the boy to come on to you.
No, I'm simply saying I look hot. I look really good in a pair of shorts and heels. Why couldn't the boy have... Obviously, what's wrong with him that he didn't notice that and he wouldn't have said...
So in other words, if he had noticed how hot you were, he would have perked up. He would have...
Yeah, he would have stood up, you know, looked at her and said, hey, it's a lovely day, Western Estates. You look fine.
No, he would have, yeah, you look fine.
You look fine. Not, I'm fine, it's you look fine.
What's slutty about that?
Well, it's just, how about you said you look lovely, Mrs. Dooley? Didn't you say that?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great. Then that you're agreed that would be a fine response.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Lisa, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, the kid showed some beautiful, classy restraint in that he didn't try and oogle an older woman. Mm-hmm. Or even, you know, there's nothing wrong with a person admiring somebody, but at the same time, there's nothing in the books that says that a woman who is needing so much attention should get it from everybody, unless she puts a sign on her butt that says, honk if you think I'm horny.
Well, that was not the case. The case was that the boy did not use the standard Western Estates greeting, which is,
cares?
It is a lovely day in Western Estates. You look lovely, Mrs. Dooley. That's not saying I want to have sex with you. That's not saying you have a great-looking butt.
You want to have sex with
No, that's
child.
The way I dress.
And, you know, there's a law
that's the way
against
I dress.
Going
I'm comfortable.
After 16-year-olds.
I'm on my
there's
own property.
Listen.
How dare you?
You're a Jerry
How
type
dare
person
you?
Right now. I got Bubba and Daisy May on the phone with me, and this is amazing.
Bubba and
I didn't think
May.
I'd ever get to talk to a Daisy May.
Well, where are you
Bubba
calling?
Type.
Where are you calling from?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think it does.
I'm from the West Coast.
Are you down
no,
south?
Listen,
West
listen,
Coast of what?
Listen,
California or
listen.
Florida?
I
sound like
never,
you come from Tampa.
My life moved to a Western States place where the
you know
manager,
Lisa,
whoever it is, the older woman,
if you live in Florida, I think you've already got one foot in it. Okay.
Waiting for a 16-year-old.
If you live in Clearwater, Florida,
I'm hot. And Bubba going, she's
right.
Hot. The man must be.
All right, Lisa, you're talking too much. Lisa, be quiet. Let him finish. Now, where are
Sorry,
you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually over here on business.
Well, what are you? Where are you calling from?
Oh, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen to the pot calling the kettle black, Florida.
I'm over here visiting right now.
Florida. Oh, you're over there from where? Alabama? Visiting?
Los Angeles.
I'll tell you this. Los Angeles. What part of Los Angeles?
Glendale.
That's white trash.
All right, let's forget about where everybody's
yeah,
from. Okay. Here is, I don't know, whatever. Huh? We got to take a break? Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I think we get another call. And forget about where people are calling from. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be right back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western Estates. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me. You didn't want this kid to come on to you, Bobby.
Of course not, Phil. I am the mother of three boys.
And all right, you don't want him to come. So what did you want him to say the phrase?
It is our Western Estates phrase. It's a lovely day in Western Estates. How are you? And I wanted him to respond with what you're supposed to respond with. Yes, it is a lovely day in Western Estates. And then he could say something like, you look lovely, Mrs. Dooley, or, you know, nice pants, or whatever, something that...
Somebody acknowledges his boy. The boy got me sick.
Because he didn't come on to you sexually or...
Not coming on...
No, you don't wanna, I don't want you, you're just too stupid.
Steve, would you shut up?
Huh?
Would you just shut up and let me talk to your wife, okay?
Don't talk to me like that.
Phil, we came on your program with the best of intentions.
All right, I just want to talk to one of you at a time, not two of you. Look, at you, so it is a lovely day, and then what?
You know, you look good, you know, or you could make a man's hand sweat, something that...
God almighty! You could make a man's hand sweat.
Something like that, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Melissa on The Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I just want to say that
mm-hmm.
this boy was 16 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
most kids
mm-hmm.
aren't going to just right off hit
mm-hmm.
on you, you know? I mean, a lot
no, no,
of kids
no.
are very
mm-hmm.
shy.
I don't want them
I
to
mean,
hit
I
on
have
me.
A 16-year-old friend,
mm-hmm.
and he mm-hmm. wouldn't even be paid to go up to a really hot girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't want him to hit on me. I just want him to say, you know, hi, Mrs. Dooley. Nice heels, nice pants.
Maybe he was, I mean, okay, let me give you a little bit of credit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was too nervous, okay? Maybe he thought you were really pretty
yes,
and he was too nervous to say anything to you.
But everyone in Western Estates knows the phrase, it is a nice day in Western
Maybe
Estates.
Maybe he forgot. Maybe, you know what, he's 16. Maybe
well,
he was rebelling.
Well, there you go.
You know what, if I was living in a neighborhood like that,
no,
you know,
no.
and I was forced to say a phrase like that, I mean, I'm sorry, but this isn't like Leave
no.
It to Beaver. This is the 90s. You don't just, you know,
excuse
oh,
me.
It's such a beautiful day every time you see somebody.
Well, wait a minute,
I mean,
Melissa. Excuse me, but this is
uh-huh.
Western Estates. In Western Estates, every day
I live in a very high-class area
every
in
day
Georgia.
Every day is a beautiful day. And he could have said something.
Maybe it was raining.
He could have said something like, it is a beautiful day in Western Estates. You're making me lightheaded.
Making me... What kid says that? He's 16. No kid says, oh, God, you're making me lightheaded.
Yeah, but Melissa, my wife's hot.
Oh, so what if your wife's...
I think I'm hot, but I don't expect somebody to walk up to me and be like, oh, you're making me lightheaded. I'm sorry.
What about
kids don't say that.
Well, what if a man comes up to you and says something like, out of my youth, it would have been, it is a beautiful day, what it is.
What it is.
Okay, maybe he forgot
what it is. Is that what you want to say? What it is?
He said he was fine.
That was what guys said to girls in those days.
What it is.
In those days, guess what? It's not those days anymore.
Listen,
it's the 90s.
Listen, Melissa, I'm very hip. I listen to a lot of the dance music.
You could be
mm-hmm.
you could be 25
mm-hmm.
and you're not going to be hip to a 16-year-old. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
that?
I listen to a lot of the dance music. I don't know,
what dance music do you listen to?
Macho, Macho Man.
Yeah, we like
okay, that's
Macho
what?
Man.
70s? I'm
that's
sorry,
like,
that's 20 years ago.
No, excuse me. How about this one? How about this one? I thought I heard my song on the radio.
Okay, Bobby.
Is this real?
I mean,
is this made up?
check this woman out. She's. I mean, we're not going to listen to you.
These are some of the songs I remember as dance songs.
Remember,
I'm very with it. Listen,
honey,
Melissa,
you
my son.
You need to grow up and get over to the fact that a 16-year-old can't
mm-hmm.
think you're hot. You just need to grow up, okay?
My son said to me, Mom, you're really with it. You're very. It's so much fun to have
well,
you
then
as a mom.
Well, your son, this isn't with it either.
Well, what are you talking about? I listen to. What's the station we listen to?
I don't care what station you
Disco
listen to.
Disco Saturday Night.
Disco
really
Saturday
don't
Night,
care.
Man.
You just don't sound too hip to me. I don't think I'd want to hang out with you. Sorry.
Oh, so in other words, all the guys you know that are 16, they don't know what
they
I got.
They don't hang out with 35-year-olds. No, I'm very sorry.
They don't know what I got.
What
I don't
you
care.
Got?
I mean, what? And maybe he didn't think you were hot, all right? Guess what? People have different opinions about different people.
Well, you know, I think that's really
like
unusual.
People like other hot people,
you
and
know,
people
Melissa,
think that other people are ugly, even if they are hot. It doesn't matter.
This is a very good point.
You know something, Phil? I'll say to the two of you this. I was wearing a pair of shorts. that were riding up. They were riding up.
Outside. Okay.
They were riding up the crack of my
ass. Somebody to walk up to me and think I'm just some hot. I mean, if a guy walked to me and started being, "Oh, baby, you're hot," geez, I would be so like offended. You don't just walk up to a woman and just like start hooting at them. Is that what you wanted?
No, I was just simply wanted him to say, "It is a lovely day in Western Estates, and those shorts are, they're going someplace I'd like to be." Now what?
Oh my God!
You are sick. You are really, really sick. I'm 18, and I hope I never grow up to be like you. That is sick.
Wait a second. I was wearing a pair of shorts.
I don't care.
That were right
my
up
shorts
the...
are probably shorter than you.
We
mine.
Got it,
my
Bobby.
Ass is
you're
a
freaking.
A lot more firmer than yours.
You're what?
My ass is a lot more firmer than yours. You're what? 35?
Oh, really? I use a Stairmaster. Hello.
Oh, really?
Every
I go
day.
To the gym 4 times a week.
I'm on the Stairmaster every
day.
I work,
I lift weights, okay?
I work specifically on my ass.
I don't
okay.
care.
Well, then how could
you
say
can work all you want.
Look at
how's your plastic surgeon doing?
Ladies,
you're laughing at that, Phil. So in other words, you're encouraging her.
It was funny what she said. But I mean, we can't get
ridiculous.
Into this. We can't get into this whole thing about whose ass is firmer. We're talking about a guy, you know, this kid.
He could have said those heels can
well,
hang
he
out
didn't.
With my ears any day of the week.
He didn't. It doesn't
what?
Mean he's depressed. He didn't say it. It doesn't mean he's depressed.
Bobby,
maybe he forgot. Maybe he's rebelling.
Yeah.
You just have no proof whatsoever. And the thing about the cat, you have no proof whatsoever. That cat might have just decided he was going to run away that day and go get hit by a truck. Maybe
that,
it was his time to go.
He took that cat and he tossed it under the wheels of a truck.
Oh, come on.
It?
You didn't see him do that. You can't say that. And what do you mean those heels can hang out with my ears any day?
Well, he could have.
That's a horrible thing to say to a kid.
This is so ridiculous.
No, he's saying
you
it to me.
You
no,
need
you're,
some
no,
help,
he
lady.
All right. Thank you. He's saying that to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's better. Jesus. You know,
Phil, you don't understand. At Western Estates, we always say it's a beautiful day at Western Estates. How are you? And the person says it's a beautiful day at Western Estates. We feel good. All I was asking him to say was, it is a beautiful day at Western Estates. And do you know how to do this? And then...
No, come on. Rebecca, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a comment for Bobby. I mean, it's great that it's a wonderful day and all that great stuff, but... The problem I have is that I've been listening to Phil's show for quite a while, and I don't understand your comments about a 16-year-old kid. It's pretty ironic considering the fact that you've wanted to protect them, and we can't mention Columbine or anything else like that, but yet you're wanting some 16-year-old kid to notice your ass.
We do not want any mention of Columbine, and you just did it, didn't you?
Yeah, so did you.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny that way, isn't it?
No. You're trying to cause children to murder each other. I'm asking a boy to notice a good, solid ass for the first time in his life.
First time? I highly
doubt
that.
Well, who else is he going to look at around there? I can tell you his mother doesn't have one.
Well, that I don't know his mother, so I wouldn't know that. However, why are you shaking your ass at some 16-year-old kid?
What business is it of yours?
Well, we asked people to call in, didn't we?
Asked people to call in? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You know, you're a real child, you know that?
No, he didn't say ass. He said ass. People to call
I doubt it.
No, he did. You know, it's a beautiful day, and your heels can make your legs look great. They'd only look better wrapped around my back. It's not a...
Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley destroying another show, The Phil Henry Show.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show here, and that 45 minutes that you just heard, Bobby and Steve Dooley, both of those characters were performed by me. A lot of times we'll get people calling up and going, is this a joke or something? Because, Jesus! Yes. Now you know, yes, it was. Many times we'll tell you, no, it isn't. We're lying. I thought that 45 minutes was interesting, but Bobby was, I don't know what she was trying to say, man. Did she want the kid to come on to her? Did she not want the kid to come on to her? Did you understand her? Did you think it was funny? Okay. Well, that's the most important part. But I perform both of those characters. That's what we do on the Phil Henry Show. That's the kind of crazy, stupid, idiotic thing that I do. If I ever actually went home and thought long and hard about how I do this show, I would probably never want to pull my head out from underneath my pillow. I honest to God, I would probably be too embarrassed. Because it is ridiculous. And I'll never forget, I had a Hollywood producer in here who was sitting there with his headphones on. He was some guy that was producing a TV show. And he looked at me, and he listened, and he looked at me during the break. He said, "This is so weird." And he reminded me of all of those girls in school who would, you know, I was kind of a goofy kid anyway, and all of those too hip for the room girls would look at you and say, they always had that tongue click, that "you're weird" thing. I used to get that. That's what it reminded me of. And in that instant, I wanted to strangle the guy and throw him through these windows. But then if I'd done that, we wouldn't have Mad TV. Now, I'm joking. Come on. Just kidding around. Mad TV, really funny show, huh? Yeah. Now, I want to move along and talk about something else. You know, one of our guys is going to get his driver's license pretty soon. I don't know what the freaking law says in the state of California. I don't know what the rest of you guys, how it shakes out in the rest of the country. But I want to know something. Can you get a license in this state at the age of 16? I mean, his age group can, but I think after him, you got to wait till you're 18, right? And what's this whole trip with you can't have anybody in the car under the age of 25? And what is all of this stuff about how you must have your mother take you on a play date, even if you do have a license? I'm just kidding. That ought to be the law, though. If you're going on a play date with your friends, your mother still has to drive you, even if you have a license. You're not allowed to go anywhere hip or fun or cool. You must look like a dork and a geek at all times. So, for instance, if you want to go to the store for your mom, that's fine. You can drive the car. If you want to go pick up your kid brother and sister from school, that's fine. You can drive the car. If you want to pick up your kid brother and sister from a party, that's fine. You can drive the car. But if you want to meet your friends at the beach in the middle of the day at noon, no, your mother must drop you off. In the state of California, it is now law to look like a dork. And I, for one, am glad. Because it keeps our kids safe. Safe and embarrassed. Safe and embarrassed. All right, here's another thing I want you to think about. You know this whole trip about racial profiling? You know what I'm talking about, right? Racial profiling. When a cop sees a black guy, he makes an assumption. He sort of does a little collation of the facts and figures and training that he's had. And he says, possibility of a criminal. Higher probability of that man being a criminal than a white guy, right? Do you think it's right? You think it's wrong? Do you know the insurance company's profile? How come that's right? How come it's okay for the insurance company to say if you're under the age of 25, you're a higher risk? Well, how do you know? Because you're under the age of 25. Well, what is it? What is it? Well, our statistics show us. Statistics show what? It shows that guys under the age of 25, men under the age of 25, are a much higher risk. And we all accept that. Nobody says a thing. Nobody even blinks. Nobody bats an eye. Especially people my age. Ha 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 ha. Under the age of 25? Suck on that one, Charlie. Doesn't bother me anymore. I had to pay my dues, now you pay yours. How about this? I'm over the age of 40. Guess what I got to go through to get a life insurance policy? You guys don't. I got to go through a physical. They're going to ask me questions. Do you know the questions you got to answer to get a life insurance policy if you're over the age of 40? How big is it? How long is it? How often do you play with it? Do you ever have your thumb up your ass? Do you ever have it in your ear? Are your eyes blue or are they brown? Where's your head right now? Is it up your ass? How far up your ass is it? Et cetera, et cetera. Have you ever had multiple sclerosis? Do you now? Can you talk? Can you do this? Go ahead, do it. You got a call, and my wife used to be in the insurance business, so we've got insurance everywhere. It's on everything, on everybody, on any possible thing you could think of. We got insurance on it. We got it on cars. We got it on tractors. We got it on farm equipment that we don't even own. I've got insurance everywhere. That's when Maria believes in that. She was in the insurance game. She really, really, really believes in the whole insurance gig. And she believes big time in carrying life insurance policies. She believes that in terms of beneficiary, etc. So she wanted to make sure that I took out a life insurance policy on me so that when I croaked, when I finally got run over by a truck, when somebody tossed me under the wheels of a van, she'd have a nice piece of change to live on. So I got to take all these questions and all these inquiries and do you smoke? Do you drink? Do you drink off? Have you ever used drugs? How are you going to answer that question? How are you going to answer that question? Have you ever used marijuana? Have you ever used cocaine? Have you ever used LSD? Ask me about heroin. Have you ever used heroin? No. Okay, thank you. You know, how do you answer these questions? You have to answer them honestly. And what is all of this? And then you got to take the blood test. And why? Because I'm over 40, which means I must be some kind of a decrepit, broken-down old creep. That doesn't mean that. This guy's over 40 that are stronger than some guys in their 20s. Now, I'm not just saying that. That happens to be fact. There's some guys in their 40s that are in the pink of health. But because they're over 40, they got to take... Because there's an assumption made based upon the statistics. That's called profiling. And it happens. The reason why it sucks for black folks is because it happens at the most inconvenient time, like at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're just trying to get home. But is it racist based upon... Is it racist based upon misinformation? Or is it simply the result of a pre-existing condition in society that was itself created by racism? To wit, black youths, black men commit more crimes than whites because of economic, etc., etc. Oh, excuse me, am I sounding too liberal? Well, that's too bad. Excuse me, am I sounding too educated? Well, just, you could back away from the radio. See, everybody's going to grin at me like the Cheshire Cat and agree with me, but nobody wants to say it. So the fact is that certain profiling is necessary. Am I right or am I wrong? Or is it all wrong? If you profile a guy who's at the age of 21 or 22 because he's a rotten driver, and he says, no, I'm not. I've never had a ticket in my life. Why are you doing this to me? Well, now, I know there's such a thing as good driver discounts, etc. But the fact of the matter remains that insurance companies still lump everybody under the age of 25 into one category. And it does affect the kind of rate you get, whether you got a good driver discount or not. Same thing with guys over 40. And I could think of a million other examples. So based upon what I've just said, I now am in favor of racial profiling. I'm sorry. I know there are many good friends of mine who are black who live out, for instance, in my hometown. But, you know, you're just going to have to suffer being pulled over more than me. Okay, it's going to be great. For instance, if we're following each other home from a party, you know, and you get pulled over, I'm just going to have to keep right on driving. It happens out where we live, too, because we have friends. We have a couple who've got two sons. Kids have been pulled over 3 times out in Ventura County, 3 times since they moved into our neighborhood, which has been about 2 years. How many, you know, I dare any white family out where I live to come up to that stat, that your kids have been pulled over 3 times in 2 years. It just doesn't happen. But, Phil, aren't you saying that it's okay? Yes, unless they're friends of mine, then it ain't cool. Especially if they have my phone number and it's me they're calling to bail them out. All right, well, forget it. I'm sorry I brought it up. 1-800, because I know that everybody's pissed off or bored or whatever. Taylor doesn't get it. 1-800-449-8686. I know you do. It's fine, Craig. We had to explain to Craig that it's not points in baseball, it's runs. He goes, hey, the Dodgers won by like 10 points the other day. Okay, number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 album is online and orderable, 877-616-PHIL. Or order it online. Go to www.philhenryshow.com. You can pick it up that way. $20, $350 shipping and handling. It goes to my friend's place, Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. The Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000.